No matter where you work from these days,
take Jones and Keefe with you on the Odyssey app.
Favorite WEEI.
He probably talked himself onto the hot seat. Yikes, says Albert Breer. That was yesterday on NBC Sports Boston. I like how he correctly predicted. I think we all saw this one coming.
He's going to walk it back tomorrow.
He's probably going to walk it back tomorrow.
Sure did.
Which he spends most of his time correcting things he said.
That's right.
But so he may have talked himself onto the hot seat, and now the Patriots have canceled player meetings today, team meeting today.
Yeah. Hmm. Something stinks. And as all the beat writers point out, that's not a normal occurrence, especially after a loss, and especially when you just had the bye week and you had a bunch of missed time
it's
in there.
It's not just after the bye week.
You have three games left. The season is almost over.
It's not just after a loss. It's both. Yeah. So it's as the beat writers note, and they're probably frustrated. They were supposed to get interviews today, fill up their notebooks, etc. So they're probably frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
But as they point out, yeah, this is rare. So
something's up. Something stinks.
I think it's fair
not
to
just
assume
this team,
something is up.
Which does.
Now, look. There's that. We also, I think, are assuming that Van Pelt is the guy in the crosshairs. He's the one that Mayo called out. Again, if you're just tuning in or you somehow missed it on the broadcast yesterday, the Crafts were caught complaining about the play calling. Robert Kraft, and this is the professional lip readers out there.
Yeah.
It's the offensive play calling. He says to Jonathan, who pauses and then says the play calling is terrible.
That, to me, is one of the most I don't know if I should say shocking, but like that's one of the most important pieces of the entire season. It's like to see those two guys that obviously aren't happy with the way things are going, but for them, because we haven't really heard them talk in a while, right? Like, where's Robert and Jonathan Kraft really been talking about this team? It hasn't been. So you see them on game day, and they usually look upset, but it's usually just directed at the way the game is going, right? Like, it's not one person to blame.
Right.
This is straight up calling out the play calling, and it's not, oh, that was a bad play. It is saying the play calling. So this is clearly a thought they've had for a while. It's also led Jonathan Kraft to bring a notebook to the game now. Right?
Yep.
He's got a notebook and a pen, and he's taking notes. I mean, I'm sure the questions that Gerard Mayo had to answer after this game were something. But does that room just turn into like, man, AVP's not the guy. When AVP's probably been the only one coaching this season.
Yeah.
No one doing anything.
I'll say it again. I don't need Van Pelt back next year. But I was going to let him finish the year. It's crazy to me they wouldn't let him finish the year. But the Crafts are pissed. I saw people tweeting about this. It might have been our guy Mike Kadlik, but he said this has Germany vibes from a year ago.
Yes.
Like, this feels like the Crafts on camera getting caught bitching about Bill Belichick. And next thing you know, whether you wanted to believe it in real time or not, Bill Belichick was eventually out of a job.
I was going to say, so like public complaining during games, which are caught on camera, and then four wins led to them firing the greatest head coach of all time.
Yep.
So public complaining on camera and three wins? Like, is that going to save anybody on this staff?
No, and a PR nightmare week in and week out when you have no goodwill built up like Bill did.
No, the only people that are saying to bring Mayo back are the you can't fire a guy after 1 year. So it's like you don't even watch it? So like, if a guy coaches for 1 year, like, well, you automatically get in the second. Why? Why would you automatically get the second? And that's the other thing that I've heard too, which is funny, is not to go straw man, but I have seen this. It's, well, like, it's not Urban Meyer bad. No?
It kind of is.
Like, yeah, he's not at a, you know, club getting lap dances or whatever, but just like on the field and like the press conferences and the interviews.
That is fair.
No, that was bad. Yeah. I mean, Urban Meyer, I would say Urban Meyer worse.
Wasn't he kicking players?
He might have kicked. Like, did he kick the kicker? He kicked the kicker, ironically enough. So that was really bad. But he also didn't last the whole first year.
Nope.
Like, Steve Wilks was, all right, end of the year, we have a different direction we can go in. And to a degree, it worked. A couple years later, Arizona made the playoffs. So I think they were probably made the right call there. But I don't know. It's a lot closer to that than it is any of these year one. And they also ignore all the examples of year one good teams.
Yeah.
Like, it's not unheard of to inherit a 5-win team and win 9 games. Like, that also happens in the league. Everyone's just pointing to the guys that were bad in year one, but they're all very different than Gerard Mayo.
D'Amico Ryans a year ago took over a terrible team.
Yeah, made the playoffs.
Sean McVay was in there right away. So, yeah.
It can happen.
It definitely can.
No, but there's nothing really strong to keep him in place.
No. And then you have this answer. This was apparently summarized late in the broadcast. I saw Callahan tweet it. I did not hear this live. But Tom McCarthy, part of the Z Squad yesterday.
Yeah.
The play-by-play guy.
Play-by-play man.
Paraphrased Mayo's answer after they talked to him during the week about how he could improve as a head coach. He said, I'll take a lot of time to reflect when the season comes to a close.
Yep, we're getting there.
I had all these different ideas before the season began, but then everything got so fast, now things are slowing down for me.
Which, number one, it doesn't appear
like things are slowing down for you at all.
No, it's getting worse.
It's gotten worse.
They were better early.
And you had all these ideas and you didn't implement them. You knew for years, plural, you were going to be the head coach. You had in writing for at least a year, you were going to be the coach. And
he won the first game
of the
season.
You were arguably more ready for the job than any other coach in the league. And you're talking about being ready for year two. You don't deserve the benefit of the doubt.
This is also like an example of why you do interviews for a job.
It and
you
don't just like
handpick somebody. Because also that person, even if you really want that person, shouldn't they need like to present what their plan would be?
Yes.
Not just like, hell yeah, where's my office? Like,
yes.
No, what would you do if you were in place? Like, I'll figure it out.
I'll say burn some cash. And I'll say we're going to win more games than last year. They're like, whoa.
You can't say any of that because none of that's true.
Keep all that to yourself.
None of that's true.
They didn't even bother going through that.
You're kind of going a little too crazy for us right now.
Okay.
They didn't do any of that.
Let's go to Kentucky Mike on the phone here. Hello.
All right, Kentucky Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Hey, just wanted to chime in. At first, when that play happened on 3rd and 1 and 4th and 1 yesterday, I was like, man, you got a QB sneak it. Until on 4th and 1, I saw the running back get blown up. And we couldn't get it. I think we're underestimating. I know when they said play calling and craft, and I was like, guys, if you knew how bad the offensive line was as far, I mean, if I could just take a second to just give you guys this, I saw it today. DeMontre Jacobs is ranked 78 out of 78 tackles. V-Lo is 64 out of 78. And Laden Robinson, 73 out of 74 guards. In PFF.
Yeah, the situation around Drake May.
I thought he was going to say, you ranked 78th out of 68.
That's what I thought he was going to say, too.
The offensive line sucks.
The whole team outside of Drake May and Christian Gonzalez sucks, including the coaching.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
two premium positions, though.
I didn't have
a positive.
Did you have any problem with running on either of those plays?
Running?
Yeah.
No.
Me neither.
What, are you going to throw it to Kayshon Booty so you can hand it to the other team?
Thank you. Like, so maybe they should have run with Drake May. I think they certainly should have run both plays with Stevenson. You didn't need to run on 3rd down with Gibson. But, you know, that's what Jerod Mayo was complaining about after the game. I didn't personally have a big problem with those play calls, but if you did, you're the head coach. You can do something about it.
It is odd. Now, I don't really consider Gibson's had some decent runs.
But he's not a short yardage guy.
Not at all.
Right, exactly.
So, like, that was very strange. I mean, he had... So Antonio Gibson had 7 carries for 33 yards yesterday. He had a 29-yard carry. So it took him 6 carries to get the other 4 yards.
Yep.
So if you're going to run it short yardage, run it with Ramondre. They even did the Wildcat with Ramondre that it took a couple times.
Yep.
The Mondre Cat. Worked well a couple of times. And you had 2 different plays that you could have done something. I would never have given the ball to Gibson there. Maybe Stevenson, maybe May, or start with May or whatever, but... Yeah, I can see why everybody's frustrated, but if you're Mayo, you're the one guy outside of Van Pelt that could do something about it.
You absolutely could. 617-779-7937. You could jump in on this. That's also your text number to get in touch here with Jones and Keefe on a Patriots Monday. The reports yesterday were that Mayo was safe before the game.
I was going to say, that's a key distinction. Before the game.
Your girl, Diana Rossini.
Yep, usually on it.
Well, there hasn't been a public vote of confidence from the Kraft family. Patriots leadership is standing by head coach Jerod Mayo. Rossini wrote on Saturday, just as discussions about the next NFL hiring cycle heats up, Robert Kraft has privately assured those close to him he's committed to giving first-year head coach Jerod Mayo the time and resources he needs to grow into his role. She added that the Kraft family knew the rebuild would take multiple years, and they want to allow Mayo the opportunity to find his voice, establish his footing, and develop into the leader they believe he can be. That's one report. The other was from my girl, Josina Anderson.
That's right.
Also prior to the game. Source on Patriots head coach Jerod Mayo and whether there's been any thought on Mayo's tenure ending with a 1-year run. Quote, there was never any consideration of this. The Lions started 3-13 the first year under Dan Campbell.
I hate it. I hate that.
Then they started the next year 1-6. People were calling for his head. Plus, he was going, or what was going on before Mayo became the head coach, too. Patience is a virtue. So that's throwing Bill and his roster decisions and everything under the bus. But the comp to Dan Campbell comes up. Constant.
Yeah, and it drives me nuts because they actually finished with I mean, 3-3 is nothing to write home about, but from where they were to where they finished, there was some momentum going into the second year. It's also just the way they played and how different it is. Now, yesterday, they do go for it on 2 fourth downs, which maybe 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, before all of the criticism about it, maybe they don't in those situations. But Dan Campbell was always sort of showing his aggressive nature. You could argue yesterday, maybe it cost him a little bit, but that's something that he's done. I think the players bought in to him. And then they got better. Then the next year, admittedly, slow start, but then they got real hot at the end of the year. And the next thing you know, they've been one of the best teams in football. I don't like that comparison at all to Mayo. And the first one being like, oh, they're committed to him. It still sounds like...
That's wishy-washy, right?
Well, yeah, but it also is like the same group of people that's like, well, you just can't fire him after 1 year. Because like, how can he be for sure safe with a month left of games? There's 4 more games. What if... Not only do you go 0-4, but what if it looks like yesterday? And you're like, all good. 7-game losing streak going into the offseason?
Yeah, so the losses are important. The losing streak is important. How non-competitive they are, and they were non-competitive yesterday, all important. The PR stuff is important, too. And let me give you one more. Breer just mentioned Vrabel's name. I think that's a big factor. They like Vrabel. Vrabel was a home run hire for them a year ago. They might have been locked in contractually to Mayo because they wrote it into his deal.
Yeah, they were.
So now you have a chance to get Vrabel, a real chance to get Vrabel. You're going to let him go get hired somewhere else because you want to be nice to Mayo? Like, I think that's a factor. It doesn't mean that Vrabel's the next coach here. It doesn't mean Mayo's definitely getting fired. Sounds like someone's probably getting fired today.
It just
but
feels
that's
like...
That's a big piece, I think. If they want Vrabel, this is your chance.
They are headed down a path where if they keep Mayo and bring him next year, but they move on from Van Pelt and he's the scapegoat, that it's 2 offensive coordinators in 2 years for Drake May. But then if Jerod Mayo struggles next year, which a lot of us think that he will, you end up firing him after 2 years. Like, see, we weren't knee-jerk after one, but after two. So then that new head coach brings in another coordinator. So now Drake May, who's one of the great, like, gems of the league right now, would have 3 offensive coordinators in 3 years. The team itself would have 6 and 6 years, or 7 and 7 years, but the way I'm playing it out.
Yep.
Like, that's insane.
Yeah.
That is just devastating. But you could correct your error now. Like, let's say you brought in Mike Vrabel with Arthur Smith, and you're like, here's a dude. And I don't know if Arthur Smith would leave Pittsburgh, but he worked well in Tennessee for years with Vrabel. If you brought in a duo like that, that's a group that it's also, even if they get off to a slow start, you feel so much better about giving them time because they've done it.
There's no reason to delay the inevitable. None. So you don't have to, for optics, bring him back for another year because you compared him to your wives. You don't have to do that. You have to admit the mistake, make a hard decision, which I don't really think is that difficult, and move on. 617-779-7937. More on Jerod Mayo's job security. Again, Patriots have canceled the player team meeting today. Are they up to something? Could somebody be out of a job? We'll discuss. Plus, Jacoby Brissett probably should be out of a job after some of his latest comments.
Man.
I want to get to these. We said we were going to get to them earlier. We kind of followed the news with the canceled team meeting. I want to get to these Brissett comments with all your phone calls next.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
I'll tell you, it'd be a nightmare gift.
Yeah.
The dumps that thing takes.
Huge. Where do you put it?
You don't want to deal with that.
What do you got, like a backyard that big?
Also,
like a little swamp?
A hippo is more dangerous to humans than... They kill more people per year than sharks,
most
gators.
Dangerous animal on Earth?
Yes.
Mosquitoes, I think, have the most kills. In all seriousness.
Yeah,
that's true.
If you look it up, skeeters, they'll get you. But
non-insect variety.
Non-insect, you would have to go to the hippopotamus.
Yeah.
Just a mountain of an animal.
This girl doesn't know what she's getting into.
She's a lunatic. Imagine, that's where you got to step in as the parent and say no.
Yeah.
No.
That is
I know that's all you want, but come up with something else.
Yeah, in this scenario.
You're going to get what you get and you don't complain.
In this scenario, Alex Van Pelt.
Yeah, okay. I'll walk this out.
Alex Van Pelt wants the hippo.
Okay.
And Jerod Mayo's just doing nothing about it.
He's like, no.
He's like, oh, you said it, not me.
No.
You wanted the hippo, not me.
Jerod Mayo's like, I told you to pick up the first down. What are you doing? He's like, Jerod, I'm doing my best over here.
Okay, so.
It's not good.
Mayo is the most relevant and most high profile of the head scratching comments. And he typically is every single week.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, Jacoby Brissett is not far behind.
Like, from the clouds. Because I thought this guy was just, like, out of sight, out of mind. Like, hey, you started when they said you could start. Now it's Drake May's job, and you're kind of the backup, veteran backup. Okay, that's it.
Let me tell you, Jacoby Brissett's a bad teammate. The idea is that he
you
was...
You said it, I didn't.
He was a good teammate. I did. I said what I said. The idea is he's a good teammate. No one's going to be a better steward for a rookie quarterback. That's false. Well, Jacoby Brissett is a bad teammate.
Yeah, this idea of the quote-unquote perfect backup veteran guy, I don't think exists. Because you're also sort of saying, like, you're thinking that there's a guy in the NFL that is okay not playing. Like, that doesn't seem right. They said the same thing about Ryan Fitzpatrick with Tua. Perfect guy to back him up.
Good one.
He doesn't want to back him up. He wants to start. And even if he's wrong, like that one actually, Fitzpatrick might have been better that year. But like Jacoby Brissett wanted to start, and it's very clear. And I thought, but I did not expect this weekend for him to say what
he said. So here's what Reese wrote in his Sunday notes. Lead item, number one out of his 10 points. He said if the Patriots had their way, they'd be returning the same quarterback group in 2025.
What?
According to sources involved in the negotiations, when the Patriots were courting Brissett in the offseason, they were offering him a two-year contract. But Brissett preferred a one-year deal.
Smart.
For $8 million, giving him a chance to see how the 2024 season unfolded before charting his future, and thus his return in 2025 now seems far less likely. So do you think he was betting on himself? And like, hey, I could go out there and really turn this into a deal a la Sam Darnold? Or do you think he was just like, I'll probably be backing up by week five and then I want out?
Yeah, but I think if he looked good for 4 weeks, he could take that somewhere else. And there's always a team like that's looking for a starter. And, you know, with everything going up, it might not be the dumbest thing. Like, okay, could he get $8 million somewhere else next year or $9 million somewhere else next year?
He could, if he was a good teammate, he could have had a two-year deal, $8 million a year to sit there and hold a clipboard and back up Drake May.
I guess he doesn't want to do that.
But he's not.
No.
So here's what he said. Quote, I'm interested to see what my future holds. Hopefully, I get somewhere to land, Brissett said this week leading up to Sunday's game against the Cardinals. Reese made the point, by the way, he's mostly been scarce in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
Asked if returning to New England would be a consideration. He didn't completely close the door.
Oh, good.
But wasn't convincing, saying, I don't know. It's kind of early to tell that. In a quiet moment this week in the locker room, he shared how challenging the season has been for him personally.
Aww. Yeah, $8 million.
It's been real tough on you, Jacoby.
There?
The one team that would let you start.
You don't start anywhere else.
There's so much I could say, but I guess not ideal.
Wow.
Obviously a unique situation here. I'm not the one to make excuses.
But I'm about to.
But at some point, somebody's going to have to watch the film and understand what I was dealing with. I think that kind of speaks for itself. I think it's very easy for people to blame the quarterback for things. That's what this profession is. But yeah, man, tough year.
He had David Andrews. Drake May didn't have David Andrews. Nope. So one of two good linemen on the entire roster you had for the first 5 weeks of the season. I don't know. I certainly don't feel bad for Jacoby Brissett. He went here because he knew it was the only place he was going to start.
Yeah, that's a good point by Dubs985 in the Twitch chat. He does a commercial about being the backup. I forgot about that. He's now one of the backup He's doing those backup quarterback commercials.
You can't take backup quarterback commercial money if you're the starter.
Good point.
You can't have it both ways.
Like, I was told he was a good teammate and would be happy being the backup.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it.
Know, not at all. Bad. Get him out of here. Yeah. Why do they want him back?
No, I don't. Oh, I don't think they will bring him back. Okay, oh, but I don't know that.
It says according to sources involved in the they wanted him back.
No,
they want to bring the room back.
Wanted. I think that can change.
Okay, after they see these comments, yes, they don't want him anymore.
Or fair. Just the way that it all played out. Or like, all right, if he goes down, if May goes down, do we even want to play this guy? Like, we saw what it looked like.
Out.
So my guess is at the beginning they were like, hey, let's do this, take care of it, and maybe this is sort of a win-win for him and for us, and we have our backup for the next year as well. Then they're like, no, we're good. You weren't good in spring. You never should have started week one. I think that's pretty clear. And now if you're saying like, oh man, if people really saw what it was like. Like, what is Drake May dealing with? He's got a center who can't snap him the ball, and guys who can't block, guys who can't catch. So, like, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
and yet he's actually scored some points.
It looks way better with Drake May. Important text, 617-779-7937. You don't pick up hippo poop.
No?
You scrape it off the walls.
Oh, my God. What?
They shred it with their tail like a blender.
Wow. Well, you got to put the hippo outside. You don't want the hippo inside. It's too much. Dig yourself a little swamp. Don't they like the little water?
Yeah, they like to wallow, right? The hippos wallow?
Wallow?
Yeah.
Like I couldn't speak to that.
I think they wallow.
Is that what they do?
I think so. A pig wallows. Maybe. That's
but they don't have sharp teeth, but they have like big old teeth though. Like,
oh, they're
not sharp, are they?
I think they can bite you in half, so yeah, I think so. Or is
they
that just like water
destroyed pumpkins and watermelons?
Yeah, if you just feed them a watermelon, they just have no problem with that.
Or are they just
the
like
look like they would?
Are they just like
no? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they're not sharp, but they're like giant.
It's like my dog. It's just
your
all,
dog has no teeth.
It's all jaw power.
That's the difference.
Is that what it is?
Did you have his milkshakes today.
Yeah, he's on a soft diet.
Yeah, that's nice.
617-779-7937. You can chime in here on Jones and Keefe. Lots of speculation about what the Patriots are up to at this hour. Is Alex Van Pelt back? Does he deserve to keep his job? How about Jerod Mayo and his job security? All that's still on the table. Plus, Bill Belichick has a new job, but apparently he was calling the Jets, which is pathetically desperate. Let's get into that next.